And what do you call a thing that a big building behind the house where hay is stored in? Saddler house.
Stock barn.
Okay. And a place where you store corn.
Crib.
Okay. And where you store grain.
And a granary.
Okay. What'd that look like?
Well, what mine looks like now, the one I have up here, of course, that was made in the loft where you put the hay, you see? Mm-hmm. And it's just a big tin built in there. It's lined where you put your grain. But this day and time, they have bins, mm-hmm. metal bins out from the barn if they put the grain in and dry it out.
Okay. And if you have too much hay to put in the barn, you pile it up outside in a
stack.
Okay. And when you first cut the hay, you know, and you let it dry, then you put it in small piles?
Rake it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Rake it in a windrow and let it, you know, after it dries, you rake it in a windrow before you bed.
What's that like? You rake it in a...
You rake it in a windrow. You have to do that before you can either bale it or pick it up, you know. We used to just pick it up, you know, with a horse and load it on a wagon and then put it in the barn. Yeah. And we had a hay puller. It would come down, had forks, you know, and you'd stick it in the hay and it would run on the track, take it up in the barn. But now they bale it. Everybody bales it in bales, and they have an elevator that they put it in the barn on. But you've got to rake this in a windrow, you know, just to rake it up in a windrow all over the field, and then the baler can go along and pick it up and bale it.
Okay. And do you know names for special shelters for cattle?
Special shelters for cattle?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of people have special shelters for cattle. They just have a big building and don't even have sides on it, just a roof, you know.
What do they call that?
Well, I wouldn't know. It's just be a cattle shelter.
Okay. And where do you keep horses?
You mean chickens?
Horses.
Horses? Oh, mm-hmm. You keep them in the barn or even in the pasture. That's where we've always kept them. Of course, now they don't have work horses no more. They're staying time. They do riding horses, show horses or something like that, you see. And I don't know where they keep those.
Okay. And besides the barn, did you ever have a special place where you milk the cows?
A lot of times, yeah. An extra shed.
Okay. And where do you keep hogs and pigs?
Hogs and pigs?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a lot of them that just runs in the field, and sometimes you put them in a pen. Especially if you're going to fatten one, you know, if we kill it or put it up, you know, to get it back to market. You pen them up.
Okay. And what do you call a place where... Where did you keep milk and butter before they had refrigerators?
Well, now that's a $60 question. We had a spring and we carried it to the spring.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a mess. You'd have to, you know, take it every night and put it in the spring. Set it just in this cold water, you see. And then go get it for dinner and take it back after dinner, and that's where we kept our milk and butter over yonder. And then, of course, when I come here, I bought a ice box. It sit out on the back porch out here. And once in the World War II, you get them out here, and I got it for about $30. And that was before I had electricity. And then after I got electricity, I got my fridge. Well, I had electricity, but I couldn't get a fridge air for a long time. Everything was frozen, you see. You had to, I guess I was here a couple of years before I could get a fridge there, a washing machine. You had money to buy them, but you couldn't get them.
Yeah. Okay, and a place where they might have a lot of cows and milk them to sell the milk.
A dairy farm.
Okay.
You was at one over here coming to see.